experience.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola.
Word is going to come alive, and your life will never remain the same again. Remember, each time God speaks, things change. Now, let's just go into prayer before we go into the word tonight. Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you because of your divine love. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for the authority that we have in your name. Thank you, Father, Lord, because of the blood that washes us clean. Thank you, Father, because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and because we are seated far above all principalities and power. Thank you for putting us in charge of every situation. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. As the word goes for today, quicken our inner man. Let our spirit hear your voice clearly, and let the name of the Lord be glorified. Thank you, because we know it is done in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
We've been dealing with possessing our possession, which is God's counsel for everyone. God wants you to enjoy your life, not just enjoying it, but enjoying it to the fullest. And because you are not the one that put yourself here, God knows about everything about you. The Bible says, he said, everything about you is written in the palm of his hand. So you should know that God is determined to see you at the top. Now listen to this. When life is void of result, it is naturally boring. Death becomes so attractive, and you begin to see frustration and depression coming in to an extent that, you see, it looks as if the whole thing should come to an end suddenly. Yeah, now you see a sign of hopelessness. Mm. But that is not the mind of the Father God. That is not his intention for everyone. In fact, the scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, he said, I know the thought that I have towards you, said the Lord. He said, the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The King James Version said, to bring you to an expected end. In other words, God is running a program. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to experience heaven on the earth. He wants you to see good things in your life. He wants you to experience his glory, his love, and his power. He said, my thought, another scripture put it, another version put it, my plans. Mm-hmm. He said, my plans are not evil, to give you a future and a hope. And if God got a big plan for you, you got to leave it.
Amen.
Now, this is very important. When life experiences are not good and it looks hopeless, it is wisdom on our part to challenge it and ask God for directions. God, what do I do with this? Because the word says, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, a little out of his word will not go except they are all fulfilled. Now, that means God's word, which is God's will, must come to pass. Must come to pass. So if God's word must come to pass, good will must come to pass in your life. Amen. Evil must not be your portion. So understand that God wants to lead you and I. Amen. He wants you to get to your promised land. He wants you to know that he has prepared a place for you, and there is no room for envy. Because your place is established, and his desire for your life is that you enter your promised land, not in pieces, but in glory.
Amen.
Now, you need to understand that if there is a delay, if there's anything wrong in the journey, you can turn to him and ask him, because he wants you to know that he loves you and he wants you to trust him. And he wants you to know that he's fully aware of every situation that you go through in life. And he has already planned a way out of it. But you need to know where to go and how to turn. Amen. See what the scripture says here in Psalm 66 and verse 12. He said, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us into a worthy place. Now, can you just see that? God is saying, no matter what is going on around you, you are going to end this journey in praise.
Amen.
You are going to end this journey in glory. You are going to end your journey in the worthy place. Worthy place, says the word of God. Worthy place, a place of honor, a place of dignity. Now, the point now is, how do I get there? That's where direction and guidance comes in. But we have been talking about how God guides, how God directs, how God leads. Now, listen to this. I'm going to go ahead today and add more to the ones that we've had before. God leads you by the voice of the Lord. He leads you by the voice of the Lord. The Bible says the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. He said the God of heaven thundered. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Now, the voice of the Lord put things in their places. Now, listen. You cannot hear the voice of the Lord and not believe it. I'm telling you the truth. Because the voice is full of majesty. It's full of power. Now, the voice of the Lord comes by the revelation of the scriptures. The revelation of the scriptures. You cannot hear it and not experience a supernatural lifting and change of status on the earth.
Amen.
Every other thing that comes outside the word of God creates fear.
Right.
Only the word of God builds your faith. And you live by faith. Mm-hmm. You don't live by fear.
That's right.
If a fear is releasing your faith to the ability of the devil.
Amen.
And faith is releasing your strength to the ability of God.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. He said, and the spirit entered into me. Why he spake unto me, and he set me upon my feet. So God's word, when it is believed, when you can hear the rhema inside the logo, I'm telling you, he set you directly on your feet. And when God set you up, there is no force in hell that can pull you down. Without the word of God, you are limited. Without the revelation, the voice behind that scripture. Listen, it is the voice behind the scripture that give you a future.
Amen.
Without the voice behind the scripture, you are just reading stories.
Yes.
Now listen to this. Joseph was incapacitated. He was in prison. In fact, it was like the end of his life has come. But the scripture told us in Psalm 105 verse 19 to 22, he said, until the time that the word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him. Even the ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance to bind the princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. The chains were in his hand. As the chains were on his legs. He was destitute. He was in slavery until the word came. The word came and the situation changed.
Right.
He don't need to beg nobody.
Yeah.
When the word of the Lord comes and you follow what the Lord said, I'm telling you, it changes your story forever.
Yeah.
You don't have to struggle to get to where you are going. You just need to hear the voice of the Lord, because the voice of the Lord parted the sea. Listen to this. Listen to this. I have seen believers struggling in life. And they tell me that they are good Christians. I didn't doubt that. They have prayed. I didn't doubt that. In fact, they sing worship. I didn't doubt that. But they don't spend time in his word. Many times people come to church and after praise and worship, they're on their way out. You see, you didn't come.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you. You see, because
that's right.
I have seen this over the years that people are religious. And they think they are operating in the kingdom. Now, you just come to church, you did the worship, and you left. Listen to this. You don't even have an understanding of what the worship you have done is capable of doing.
Right.
Because it is not the praise that you are giving to God that gives power, but what is God saying about your praise?
Yeah.
What is God saying about your worship? So, we just see people just come religiously, just say, okay, I've worshiped God, I'm going home. You just did religious I mean, practice
ritual.
With no power in
ritual.
It is the word of God that added power to what you are doing.
Amen.
I think somebody is getting this one today.
Yes.
Because we are called to come and sit down at God's feet and get the word that is able to change our life forever.
Amen.
I remember when we were buying our church building and I was told that they found one and I should come and look at it. And I stood in the front of the building and the first thing I said was, Lord, Is this the place you are talking about? Yeah. Because if it's not his place, you are wasting time. And as I was just in the front of the building, just praying, and the Lord said to me, the Lord is in it. I mean, is in need of it. The Lord is in need of it. Now, that was the only check I need. Amen. Now, we don't have the money at that time. In fact, we didn't have the binder's fee. But we had the word. Amen. The Lord said to me, the Lord is in need of it. So I called the leaders. I said, we've gotten a place. Okay? Now, is it from that moment, heaven went into action. Mm. And before we knew it, we are able to get the building. And when we got the building, we need to just, put it in order. Right. And then just do some repairs. And I discovered that the money we needed for repairs is even more than the money for the building. Mm. And at that time, the bank was not ready to give us any loan. So, and I just said, okay, let's just keep on praying and looking at God, what he will say. He said he's in need of it. And I remember, I was in the meeting and I just stepped out to just, take a walk and come back. And there was a scripture I saw. Somebody just wrote it somewhere. In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4, he said, for every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. Wow. Now, that scripture came to me as if heaven opened. That's what I'm talking about, the voice behind the scripture. And I was looking at it from the Amplified, and he said, of course, every house is built and furnished by someone, but the builder of all things and furnisher of the entire equipment of all things is God. Oh my God, I focused my attention on it, and I go to church, and I said, we got the money. And people started telling me, say, praise God. The bank responded at last. I said, no. The money is in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. They said, what do you mean? I said, that's what he told me. He said that the builder of all things is God. Now, with no stress on anybody, we are able to get the money. How come? Because the word of God is able to set anybody up in the place. If you are not thirsty and hungry for the word of God, you are playing religion. Mm. I am telling you, he said, because that is the access to your lifting. Now, it was the voice of the Lord that led, the man called Abraham to the promised land. He said, get out of your father's house, out of your kingdom, into the land that I will show you. Now, the voice of the Lord came. As of that time, you will remember that the people are not filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, they have to depend on what they hear from God. Now, this time around, the scripture is the word of God put together in the print. And the spirit behind it is the one that is called the Rhema of the word. And when you believe what he says, as you read it, or you are taught of the word, it just gives you another lift in your life. Mm-hmm. And apart from the voice of the Lord, I discovered that Jesus Christ was saying something. He said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 to 30, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. And what happened? He said, I will give you a... He said, my yoke is what? Is easy. And my burden is light. And somebody will just say, oh, yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ said, oh, yeah, yeah. I should come and... he will give me rest. There is no trouble for anything. Mm-hmm. Now, listen. He concluded. He said, come and learn of me. That's right. So, until that aspect is completed, there is no rest.
There is no rest.
Amen. You have to learn from him. Now, I want you to sit down and learn so that you can save yourself from a lot of pressures. Mm. A lot of Christian believers, children of God, I am not doubting your redemption. I know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, but you don't know what belongs to you. That's the point. Mm. And until you know it, you can enjoy it.
That's right.
And it comes by divine leading. He just put a word in your spirit. Mm-hmm. Yet you just obey it, and that's it. And number two tonight, I'll be showing you, is God lead you by the gift of the Spirit. God leads you by the gift of the Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, is given to everyone to profit. The Holy Spirit that is given to you by redemption in Christ Jesus is to bring profit to your life. Mm. And I know you and I understand that God knows everything. There is nothing hidden from him. Just as God knows everything, the Spirit of the living God knows everything also. And God uses the gift of the Spirit, like vision, revelation, discerning of spirit, to guide us in our journey of life. Amen. I don't know whether somebody is getting what I'm talking about. It was in a vision that God spoke to Peter. He said, he has adopted the Gentiles into the covenant. He said, what I have called sanctified, you must not call it common. Now, that was where he got the revelation that the Gentiles have been adopted into the covenant. Right. Now, it was in a vision. Now, it was in a vision that Daniel understood the meaning of the of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Now, God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can ask him, Lord Jesus, what is going on about this? Speak to me. Show me something. I will follow. Now, make up your mind to follow before you ask, started asking those questions. Because a lot of people, they already made up their mind not to obey. They want to follow what they feel. And so when God came, they don't want to listen to that. I have told people many times about this. When you are asking God to show you stuff, be ready to check whatsoever is revealed to you from the word. Otherwise, the angel of darkness, they change themselves as if they are the angel of light, and they'll begin to tell you stories that are not true. And when you hear anything or you see anything that is contrary to the word of the living God, then challenge it. Just the spirit. Otherwise, you become a victim of the situation. I've seen a lot of people that they have a notch in their spirit, but they will not listen because they think they have seen a vision or a revelation or somebody prophesied to them. Now, the fact that somebody prophesied to you, you see, in the New Testament, the spirit of the living God is inside us to bear witness. If there is no witness, it may not be coming from the Lord. So check it out, check it out, check it out. Because the spirit of the living God is given to you to discern from right or wrong. And many times, if you don't experience peace in your spirit, or you feel trouble inside, before you take step, ask questions. Pray about it. God want to lead you. Hey, you see, Bishop, the problem is that I am not in the ministry. You see, I am not called. No, you just lied. Because as many that he has called, now he's talking about you. Yeah. If you are redeemed, you are called. There are different levels of calling, but I know that if you are redeemed, you are already called. And if he has called you, he has justified you. And if he justified you, he glorified you. So you must know that God wants to lead you. Now, how are you not going to waste God's resources? If after God has planned everything and he called you in, and you can't follow the direction of getting there. Now, it's like you have never been in a city before and you use a GPS, and the GPS just said, turn left. And you just say, I don't like turning left in the afternoon. Now, you will get to another city before you know what is going on around you.
That's right.
Now, you don't struggle with the person that knows the road, the way. Jesus Christ, by his spirit, want to lead you. And listen to this. You cannot be led by the spirit of the living God until you belong to him.
Amen.
That's the truth. The Bible says, as many that are led by the spirit of God, they are called the sons of God. Now, he cannot lead you until you are a son or a daughter. If you are not a child of the living God, he cannot lead you. Despite the fact that he is so sincere about your life, he is so particular about your peace and your joy, you need to belong to him first. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how bad your past had been. It doesn't matter the experience that you've got in the past. It doesn't matter who said something to you in the past. If you turn to Jesus tonight, something will change.
Amen.
And I want you to just agree with me, because it doesn't take 1 year to do that. If you just say, Jesus, here I am, he will take you. And if you are just joining me to just do that one tonight, you want him to come into your life. You want him to start leading and guiding you from this hour. Maybe you want to start a school, a business. Maybe you want to take a step, maybe in a relationship. Maybe your marriage upon the life of your children. Maybe you want to change the job. And you are confused. Daddy want to tell you what to do. And I just want you to say this one after me. Say, Father, In the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. I thank you because you died for me. I thank you for your spirit that you have given to me, oh God. From today, I give my life to you. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me clean from all sins and iniquity. And from today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Write my name in the book of life. And all is well with me because I know I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, because of the blood that washed me clean. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Can't you just see what just happened? You are now a brand new person. The glory of the Lord is upon your life. And if you are there, you are trusting God for direction. I'd like you to just raise up your right hand if you are not driving. And I just want you to just join me as I pray for you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that from tonight, there will be divine revelation of what to do and how to do it. Divine leading of how to do things to the glory of your name, Father Lord, because I know that if we are children, we are to be led. And I'm asking, oh God, that the divine word that would come and change our life forever is released upon your children right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of blindness, every spirit of deafness, I come against it, I destroy it in the name of Jesus, and I release divine revelation of the truth of God's word. I ask, oh God, that the spirit of the living God inside everyone will come alive in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, because I know it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank Amen. You so much,
Glory
Bishop.
To God.
Thank you. What a wonderful word from the Lord. I'd like to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We love you and we appreciate you. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We'd like to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow morning. Yes, that's Sunday morning. We have two services. The first service is 8 a.m. That's the early service. And the second service is 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, we will be happy to pick you up. Just give us a call at 646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 646-8210, and we'll be happy to come and pick you up for one of those services, the 8 a.m. service or the 10 a.m. service. And these services is a service that you don't want to miss, because the service tomorrow is Experiencing Your Royalty. Experiencing Your Royalty. Now, we're kings and priests, and I'm telling you, we need to know how do we experience that. I don't want to just have a title that I'm a king and that I'm royalty.
Oh, yeah.
Show me how to experience that. So I'm excited about that tomorrow, Bishop. I mean, the service tomorrow is Experiencing Your Royalty. So come out to the 8 a.m. early service or the 10 a.m. second service, and we'll be happy to pick you up. Just give us a call at 646-8210. The number to call for a ride again is 646-8210. Now, don't go anywhere, because we have the Moment of Change coming up when we come back. But before that, we have A Billion People with Dietrich Haddon. We'll be right back after this. Right, we are back in the studio live. That was Dietrich Haddon, A Billion People. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We are at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we want you to come out tomorrow to our services. Tomorrow is Sunday morning, and we have an early service at 8 a.m., and there's a second service at 10 a.m. So make one of those services, and if you need a ride, we'll be happy to pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 646-8210. That number to call again is 646-8210. Now I'm going to go ahead and introduce who we have with us in the studio. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu is here with us tonight. We have Brother Clarence is here with us tonight. Sister Thunder, we want to give a shout out to her because she couldn't be with us tonight. But Sister Thunder, we missed you and we love you and God bless you. Amen. And of course, I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. And now we have Brother Christian with us. And Brother Christian, we're just going to move right on into the moment of change. That's Tell right. us, Brother Christian, how are you doing tonight? First of all,
I am blessed and thankful. You know, I want to just thank everyone here. Sister Jen, it's a pleasure to always be in the studio with you, actually. And I want to thank our Father in the Lord, sir. Thank you for just being an instrument in the hand of the kingdom of God for us to be blessed through you, you know, because every time we're in the studio, we are being blessed by your word that you preach. We're going straight into the program today. And, you know, last week, Sister Jen, if you remember, we spoke about the power in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And we started off by speaking on Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. And the word was that wherever the word of the king is, there is power. And we have the revelation through the anointed answers that just flew through Bishop. So thank you. And you gave us understanding that the word itself is power.
Yeah.
That word is life. That word is the power in the kingdom of God. If you leave it, if you just meditate on it, it will prosper in everything that you do.
Yeah.
So we're going to pivot right from there and go to the next part of this, which is we're looking at the word, because I was meditating on this, and the word is, you know, the word was said that Christ was made our wisdom.
Okay.
In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word became flesh. We know that, we believe that, and that is the flesh that came and manifested to us the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that Word is the same that is being made our wisdom now. It's made wisdom to us. Sir.
Yeah.
I saw that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13. It is there. And so, but the thing that I was looking at, if Christ has made unto us the wisdom, you know, when I was looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 said, where the word is, there is power.
Yeah.
Well, if you go right to verse 5, it says to you, whoever keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil.
Yeah.
Shall feel no evil. That means if the wisdom of God, which is Christ, Christ gave us simple things. Sometimes it's like, put first the kingdom of God. These are things that he told us. If you love me, you will keep my commandment.
Yeah.
He gave us insights into what the kingdom was about. Everything. He told us, fear not.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in me. I am the word of God. And you believe in the God.
Yeah.
He told us these things. But sir, my question is, as believers, we don't understand how God has blessed us with the wisdom of the heaven, because at his word in heaven it's forever settled. And earth, it should be settled as well.
You see,
in your situation. So I want you to just elaborate on it, because Christ being the power in the kingdom is the same that is the wisdom that we have. But yes, we have believers that they will suffer.
Yeah.
They have the wisdom of God. They don't have understanding, because the word says get wisdom. Get understanding. Yeah. And Christ is the wisdom, but we have it. We have abundance of it. It's on the radio. It's in our iPads and everywhere. And we don't follow it, but we hear these things that makes us fearful.
Mm. You see, the world system is built on fear. And that is where we all came from after the fall of man. And when we are redeemed, fear is borrowed. You have to go and borrow that idea from the world before, I'm talking about the world system, before you can be infected. I use the word infected with fear. Because the word of God is a person. It's a person. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God is the Word. He's a person.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was made flesh. So Jesus Christ is Word personified, is the Word. So each time you speak, you are speaking a person into the situation.
Right. Mm.
You are releasing a whole Jesus into the situation. It doesn't concern you anymore. It's between the Word and the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But because majority of believers don't trust God, they don't trust His Word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell you, for example, if you can trust me, if I ask you, now go into my car, now you see, you find it back there, it's full of money, bring it for me. Okay, yes, you go there because you know I won't ask you to just go there if there's right. no money there.
Okay.
Now, but when God says that they look up to Him and their faces were lighted and they were not ashamed, say, what am I looking at? You see that? Because man want to see it before they believe it. And God is saying, you have to believe it before you see it.
Mm.
So people don't depend on the Word because they think words are just voices. No, Word is a person. Each time you speak it, the Word Himself will be made flesh.
I'm glad you said that, because you know when you said believing, it's also said in Proverbs. It said, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Out of the abundance of the mouth speaks." But you know, but Paul was giving us the revelation in Romans 10:10, and he said that it's with the heart that you believe.
Yes, and the mouth
and
you confess.
You confess.
Yeah.
But see, I think we as believers tend to not understand that believing comes from the heart, which is the spirit that is in you, the inner man.
That's where the problem is.
Right.
Now, people think faith comes from the head. Okay. No. You can believe in your heart and your head is still saying nonsense.
That's right.
I'm telling you the truth. Your head may still be saying nonsense. The only thing is that you stop listening to the head and start listening to the heart. Now, the people, the disciples, and Mary Magdalene and other ladies, and they went to anoint the body of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they knew before they left home that the tomb was already sealed.
Right.
They knew the soldiers were there. And they knew that there is a big rock.
Right.
But they left home. And they were going in their heart. They just knew we are going to anoint Jesus. Now, when they got there, their mind began to speak. Who will roll away the stone? Now, God depends on what you believe in your heart, not what your head is saying.
Right.
So when your head is saying it's not going to happen, tell your head, shut right. up. Now, it depends on where you get your information. If all your information is from the TV and internet, you are in serious trouble. But if your source of information is first and foremost from the Word of God, even when you hear something that is contrary, you'll be able to shift.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate that word there.
Praise the Lord.
And continuing on that note there, we was talking about, you know, the Word was made for creating things.
Yeah.
That's what the Word was before anything, creating things.
Hmm.
And today we take that Word and we use the Word loosely today. Yeah?
Yeah.
We run from the Word. That's what's going on. We're running from the Word. But what I want to get back to is, during our convention, Dr. Ade, he spoke on a word, and it talked about the kingdom of God was not meat and drink, but the word was, he said the word was joy, peace, and righteousness. This is still
the
kingdom of God. This is still the power that we're talking about, and this power is authority. and the authority that God has given each and every one of us. He's gave us the authority to have this peace. We're experiencing this peace now in the midst of this storm. I'm experiencing peace. Experiencing joy. I'm experiencing my righteousness in Christ, as we go through this thing here. Help our audience, our listen audience, how to experience these things that we are experiencing at CREP, or Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me just quickly go into this. Now, listen. Many times, we are expecting God to step in and do stuff.
Right.
Most especially in a situation like this. Mm-hmm. God, you have to do something. Now, God will be saying, you've got to do something. I gave you power and authority. Now, before man sinned at all, storm has been. Listen and read your Bible very well.
That's right.
Now, before man ever sinned, it's not because man fell. That's why this thing is. No.
Right.
The Bible says, subdue the earth. Man has never sinned before. So God knew the earth may want to be a funny. The storm may want to come. He said, but I put you in dominion. Now, you don't need dominion if everything is going to be under you anyway.
That's right.
You don't need to subdue anything if everything will dance to your tune. Now, like what we are, what is happening right now, believers need to stand and just say, you storm, get back into the sea now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. He said, my people will dwell in peaceable habitation.
Amen.
And they shall live in peace.
That's right.
He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. So
Amen.
We decree in the mighty name of Jesus, Hurricane Homer, get back to the sea now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jacksonville is the land the Lord has made. Florida is the land the Lord has made.
Amen.
And we are not going to give it to you.
Amen.
In the name of
Jesus.
That is the language of faith.
Amen.
That's right.
And Bishop, you spoke in your message during this broadcast here. You also spoke on our righteousness.
Yes.
We have this righteousness that I don't think a lot of the saints understand how righteous we are. You know my little granddaughter. And, you know, she see me all the time. And she told me, said, Granddad, you think you're righteous. And I tried to explain to her, I am righteous.
Yes.
Through the word of God. Help our audience to understand this righteousness we're talking about.
Righteousness is a gift.
Amen.
It's a nature.
Amen.
The moment you are born into human family, you become human.
Amen.
That's right.
That's it.
You cannot be a cat or a dog the moment you are born. Even if you try to meow, we all know that you are a human being.
That's right.
Now, the moment you are born again, you have the nature of God.
Amen.
It's called the righteousness of God.
Amen.
And because of that, God put you in a position whereby you can operate at the level of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Right.
And that is why when storm come to Jesus, he was sleeping.
Right.
And he just woke up and he spoke a word. Let's do the same thing now.
That's right.
The scripture is still alive.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You
thank
know,
you, sir.
We've been blessed again today.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Continue this again. But one thing that we want to walk away from the moment of change is that God is still in the power, in the seat of working everything
Amen.
On this earth.
That's it.
And his word is what we need.
Yeah.
You meditate on it. Let it be your wisdom. Let it be in your spirit. And don't allow any senses, no organs in your body to dictate your life.
Yeah.
Because don't lean on your own understanding.
That's right.
We trust the Lord. Let our heart be Amen. The one that leads us to trust the Lord. Because
Amen.
His word is the power.
Yeah.
It's where we get our life.
Yeah.
Mm.
Thank you, Bishop. Sister Jen, I'll give it back to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Christian. What an awesome discussion and the moment of change tonight. And I'm telling you, I know that our listening audiences were mightily blessed.
Amen.
I was blessed.
They're
blessed. We are, if you're just tuning in, we're Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We're live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We want to invite you out to the services tomorrow. Don't let the storm Irma keep you home. Don't let them keep you from worshiping tomorrow.
Right, that's right.
Come
that's
out
right.
at 8 a.m. in the morning
right,
to the early
right.
service
okay.
or come to the 10 a.m. service.
Right,
and if
right.
you don't want to drive in the rain or whatever, we'll pick you up.
Amen.
Just give us a call. The number to call us is 646- 8210. Give us a call at 646 646- 8210, and we'll be happy to pick you up for Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Two services. The first service is 8 a.m. and the second service is 10 a.m. So now we move into the favorite part. I mean, it's actually my favorite part of the broadcast, is where we get to brag about the goodness of God, the things that He's done in the lives of His people. And this week, Bishop, in our testimony segment, this testimony is such a blessing because it always blesses me when we can see people that come into the ministry and we can see them week after week after week progress and progress and progress.
Praise the Lord.
And the testimony this week is from the brother that testified in church last week.
Yeah.
We talked about him before. You know, he's the one that had the surgery on his foot. And he was praising the Lord because he said it could have been both feet, and it was just one feet. He was the brother that he was told all his life that he would never amount to anything, and he got a job, and God gave him favor in the hearts of people, and they gave him a car.
That's it.
They just gave it to him, clear and free, just gave him a car. Yeah. And this brother is determined, to make it.
Mm-hmm.
He's determined, you know, to stay in the Word. And last week he testified that he has experienced the chains of his addiction is broken.
Broken.
Amen.
The last chains of his addiction is broken. And those chains were alcohol. He was addicted to alcohol, cigarettes, and tobacco.
Yeah.
And it's over.
It's over.
It's done.
Yeah.
And he is praising God for that, Bishop.
Lord.
What an awesome testimony that was.
I am telling you, there is no addiction, there is nothing holding you back.
Amen.
That the power of the name of Jesus, the power in the blood of Jesus cannot break. Now, can you just... Hold on. Don't let me shoot
no,
the
go
gun
ahead.
Before the this or whatever you want to call it. He met me on Tuesday. He shared something again with me.
Wow.
That one is mind blowing.
Oh my God.
The mighty power of God enter into his body. He said, the doctor said, I've never seen this all my life.
Mm.
Now, maybe you are still there and you want that addiction to be broken.
Amen.
I pray for you in the name of Jesus that the power of God will enter into your life.
Amen.
And the desire to come and sit down at the Word will be inside of you in the name of Jesus. And you'll be free forever in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I mean, that's just awesome. To see God just moving.
Ooh.
I mean, week after week after week, he keeps progressing to one level, to the next level.
Amen.
And we give God all the glory.
Praise
yes,
the Lord.
We do.
Give him
thank
praise.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you,
Father.
Jesus.
Amen.
So now we're going to get ready to open up the phone lines. I'm going to give you the number to call in.
Wow.
And when I give you the number to call in, if you call and you can't get through, just call back because we're here. We're in the studio. You may have heard something in the moment of change that you want to comment on or have a question on. You may want Bishop to pray with you. You know, it's good to get prayer. I mean, when people pray, it moves God into action.
Mm.
Look what happened when the church prayed for Peter.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And when God answers prayer, he answers in a life-changing way.
Yeah,
it's not just a little something. I mean, it's a life-changing way.
That's
so don't miss out on prayer. We need prayer. The world needs prayer.
Amen.
So this is the number to call in to the studio. And in case you are not in Jacksonville, and if you maybe you've downloaded the app and you're outside of Jacksonville, I'm going to give you the area code along with the number. So the area code is 904-296-2251. The number to call into the studio live is 904-296-2251. Write that number down so that you can give us a call. Bishop is standing by. He's waiting to pray for you. He can answer any questions that you may have, any comments. The number to call is area code 904-296-2251. If you've just tuned in, we're a Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we definitely want to see you in services tomorrow. We're not going to let the storm keep us home. We will be out worshiping and praising God tomorrow at 7171 Arlington Expressway. And so give us a call in the studio. Bishop will be happy to pray with you or answer any of your questions. And that number to call is area code 904-296-2251. The number to call is area code 904-296-2251. 1-800-875-1. So, Brother Christian, there's some things going on in CREPA this month, so tell us about them.
That's right. We're going to start off right off from tomorrow's service, because we know that, you know, some folks might have a question. Are they going to have a service? Absolutely. We have two services tomorrow, and that's going to be one at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there's going to be one at 10. So, please, do not miss the opportunity to be in the in the services tomorrow, because you are going to be blessed. You know, do not forsake the assembly of the brethren, because that is where you're going to be blessed. So come out, 7171 Arlington Expressway. That is where it is going to happen tomorrow. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we will be there waiting on you. And so also, Sister Jan, we do have our website, which is CREPA.org. That is CREPA.org. And what you do is you go there. There's a couple of things on that webpage that I want to just remind you of doing. And that is, one, you can be able to, you know, the word itself is given by the Lord. And so what happens is that he blesses those that publish it. And so you can be part of the publishers, and you be part of this group that publish this word by going to the website, and you would just sow into this program. And no amount is small. Any amount you can want whatsoever, you can go there and sow into the program. And there is a drop down there, and you can say give, and you give to the radio program support. Also, we have Dominion Celebration coming in October. Yes. So we're just beginning to give you a heads up on this. It is going to be from October 13th to the 15th. Please save this date, because you want to be blessed. Amen. You want to see how people are moving from one level to another in these meetings, because people come in and their lives has been changed.
Amen.
Also, Sister Jan, we want to emphasize that tomorrow's service, it is a reality. We'll be there at 8 o'clock. And we'll be there at 10. So I give it to you right now.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Christian. And now, Bishop, I'm going over to the phone lines, because we have Brother Andrew on the air. Brother Andrew, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hey, praise the Lord. You know, I just want to know, I like what Pastor Bishop, what he said. Like I said, I used to be out there. I used to be on drugs. I used to be drinking. You know, I joined the church about 4 months ago, but I still make mistakes. You know, when I make mistakes, I just want to tell God, forgive me, you know, for what I did.
That's right.
I just need some prayer in my life.
Yeah, you see, God knew you will make mistakes. Amen. Don't be surprised about that.
Right.
If before you know you made a mistake, God already knew. Yeah. But it doesn't change his love for you.
Amen.
Now, when you receive that love, instead of you going into that mistake, you will just see that the strength of the Lord will just help you. Now, stop trying. Just depend on his grace.
Amen.
Just say, Jesus, I know you are the only one that can help me, and I depend on your grace. And I'm going to be agreeing with you, because, you see, God sent Jesus to give you strength, not to pull you down. And as we pray right now in the name of Jesus, the strength of God will come inside you, and then you will stand in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, I stand on the word of God. The Bible says you are able to keep him from falling.
That's right.
And by the power and the help of the Holy Spirit, you say you will preserve him.
Lord,
by the seal of God, I am asking, oh God, that the mighty power of God will rest upon your son. Lord, and I rebuke the power of sin in his life.
Amen.
I come against it in the name of Jesus. The desire to stay with your word, receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Andrews. God bless you. The number to call into the studio live is 904-296-2251. That number is area code 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, we have another caller on the air. This is Sister Monica. She's on the line. Sister Monica, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I just want prayer for God, financial blessing.
Okay.
And prayer through this storm for me and my baby.
Okay. I'm going to release the power of God upon your life, and the blessing of God will rest upon you.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we stand in agreement. Bible says, whatsoever two of us shall agree as touching anything that we shall ask on the earth, it shall be given unto us by our Father in heaven.
Yes.
Father, we stand in agreement, and I release the blessing of God upon your daughter. Lord Jesus, whatsoever is caused storm in our life, I command peace be still kill in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, oh God, for divine idea, divine direction. Father, Lord Jesus, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, you will lead her, oh God, and you will establish her. Thank you for hearing our prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank Amen. You. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Monica. God bless you. So we are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu. If you want to call in, the number to call is area code 904-296-2251. That number again is area code 904-296-2251. So, Brother Christian, I want to remind our audiences again that we were actually, you were talking about that our Dominion celebration is coming up. We wanted them to save that date, October the 13th right. through the 15th.
That's right.
We are having that Saturday morning. There's going to be a Saturday morning service also. That's going to be at 10 a.m.
Yes.
So save that date. Come out Saturday morning. We have the great man of God is coming, and he has lots of information for us. He has the word of God is in his mouth, and he's coming to preach to us, and we are so excited, and we are anticipating. So come out on the October the 13th through the 15th.
That's right.
And on that Saturday morning, write it on your calendar, because there's a session at 10 a.m. that you're not going to want to miss.
Yeah.
And it's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. So now while we're talking about Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, you got to come out tomorrow morning.
You got to come out.
We're going to stand together. I'm telling you, we're going to stand together. We are not going to be fearful of a storm, a little rain. No. We're not going to worry about all that. I'm telling you.
Where is our dominion if rain now can
storm? That's right.
I was telling Brother Clarence, I said, you know, the word of God says to me, he that is in me
is great.
Greater than what is this storm. So I will fear no evil.
Amen. Yes, and I'm telling you, one thing I can say is that the businesses have been making a lot of money. They've been like selling everything off the shelves and all of that, and you know, and God bless them. You know, God bless them. You know, if people want to buy stuff, let them buy stuff.
Yeah.
But go and come on out and worship God.
That's right.
You know,
right.
let's give God the glory for every good thing that happens in our life.
That's
I know when I go home tonight, I'm not going to worry about a storm. Going to do what Psalms 4:8 says. I'm going to lie down in peace and sleep.
That's it.
But though I am alone, Lord, you will keep me safe.
Listen to this. If you are worried about storm, can you stop it?
No.
Let Jesus guide you. Do it. Stop, man.
Okay, let me get back to the phone lines, Bishop. We have Brother Literius on the line. Brother Literius, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm not worried about the storm either, because I feel that God will protect me through it. But I was calling because I wanted to just ask a prayer for my mother. She's been going through a hard time lately. Like, things have been going, like, health-wise, been going all wrong, and we just know that through the power of prayer, things will get better.
His mother has been going through all kind of things health wise.
Okay.
And he wants prayer for her.
Oh yeah. That's easy for Jesus.
Yes.
He said he sent forth his word and he heals them and he delivered them from all their destruction. We standing in agreement with you for your mom. And we decree that the healing power of God will rest upon her. We cast out every foul spirit of sickness and disease. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we declare freedom. We declare healing.
Amen.
By the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, we declare that your mom is made whole. Amen. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Amen. Brother Literus. Thank you. God bless you. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu. The number to call into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. That's area code 904-296-2251. 206-296-2251. Bishop will be happy to pray with you. If you have a question, he can answer your questions. I'm telling you, we just can't, I mean, you can't have enough prayer. Mm. Prayer will move God into action.
That's right.
God
That's right.
answers prayers.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, Bishop will be waiting to pray with you. Just give us this call at 296-2251. The area code is 904 and the number is 296-2251. So as we were talking about the, as you were talking in the moment of change,
right?
And we were talking about the power, the power in the kingdom. So, Brother Christian.
Yes, Sister Jen.
You brought up to Bishop, you had a question with him, and you were talking with Bishop about, you know, how we believe in our, we really believe in our heart, but we listen to our head.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, when you were saying that, I just began to think that, you know, it actually, in this day and age, people, you know, myself included, most of the time, I would look to trust my head knowledge than my heart.
Why?
Because most of the times, as humans, when you go with your heart gets broken.
Oh, yeah.
So seriously, that is going to take a serious, that's going to take some serious knowledge and some a serious
revelation,
commitment
revelation,
to
revelation.
And a serious revelation to change that.
Right. Yes.
To change that practice, to change that thought process, to renew our mind to that level. That is that. I mean, that was a nugget right there that you brought
out. Bishop says, before you even say, you know, being around him has blessed me so much. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, being around him, he always let me understand his little nuggets. And so when you go meditating on the word and you kind of get to understand, look, he tells you, hey, man, don't lean on your own understanding.
Yes.
This is your understanding. This is where you're thinking. Let God's word be your thought. Let it sink inside. So go ahead now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to just let God, you know, be honored and glorified by what you do.
I'm telling you, you see, many times we don't know that when you come into a country, the first thing you want to learn is their language. Now, the language of that place, otherwise, you can't do anything successfully.
Amen.
Now, you learn their language, you learn the culture. Unfortunately, when believers got saved, they think they are still in the old culture. They still have the old language. And when they come into the kingdom, they don't know how to speak. So, they rob themselves in problem by speaking the whole language of the whole country. In the kingdom of God, the word is the language here.
Amen.
And it takes meditation on the word of God to change the head and listen to the heart.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
wow. Right. I'm telling you, that was really something.
Yes.
And I just want to also say that, you know, Brother Christian, you were telling us about giving and giving a seed to the radio ministry.
Right.
There's also another way to give. You know, this is 2017. There's a lot of technology out there. And if you want to text, if you like to text, you can just text to this number, 73256, and text give and be blessed. And it will give you the information where you can actually just give through texting. I mean, there's all kind of things where people are actually giving their offerings through texting.
That's
and
right.
everything. And I mean, I think it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I'm telling you, it's amazing.
It really is.
But
it
so
really
if you would like to give to this radio program, if you'd like to be a blessing to us, just text to the number 73256. Text the words give and be blessed, and you will truly be blessed.
That's
just
right.
Give a seed to the radio program, and God will bless you mightily. Mm-hmm. So we are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Oh, my goodness, the time has gotten away from us, Bishop. It's time for us to get out of here.
That's right.
We'll be back again next Saturday. We're here every Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So tune in to Praise 107.9 for your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And until then, remain blessed. Remember, Jesus is alive.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. That's
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.
The new Praise 107.9, W300CU Jacksonville, and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach, the ultimate gospel experience.